Let's talk about Mary Posey, M-A-R-Y-P-O-S-E-Y, 8346. This is a 77-year-old woman, married 49 years, has three children, lives with her youngest daughter, Arenesa, A-R-E-N-E-S-A, period. She suffered a massive stroke in January of 2024, causing left-sided weakness. Patient before the stroke had severe end-stage Parkinsonism, dementia, hypertension, atrial fibrillation, and diabetes, period. A paragraph, since the stroke patient is not totally and completely ADL-dependent, she's bedbound unless someone picks her up and puts her in a wheelchair. She has bowel and bladder incontinence, period. As I mentioned, she lives with her daughter, youngest daughter, and her husband at this time, period. She doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink, does not have an extensive history of ETOH use in the past. Surgery, pacemaker, and some kind of abdominal surgery in the past. Allergy, penicillin, COVID immunizations, up-to-date family history. Mom died of Parkinsonism, dad died of hypertension, diabetes, and coronary artery disease. Medications include Senomet 25/100, TID, Lipitor 80 once a day, Febrosartan 300 once a day, Procardia ER 60 milligram a day, Nimantidine 10 milligram BID, Zoloft 50 milligram a day, Eliquis 5 milligram BID, Seroquel 25 at bedtime, and Primidone, P-R-I-M-I-D-O-N-E, 50 milligram a day. A new medication for anxiety and hallucination, N-U-P-L-A-Z-I-D, 34 microgram a day, milligram a day, sorry. On exam, patient appears confused, is oriented to person only. O2 sats 94% on room air, pulse is 69, irregular, blood pressure 130 over 90. Heart positive, spawn positive is 2 with irregular rhythm, consistent with atrial fib. Lungs, bronchi, abdomen obese, neck shows positive JVD, skin shows no rash, lower extremity, contractures noted about the lower extremity. Pedal edema 1 plus, neurological not moving the lower extremity, left-sided weakness greater than the right. Skin shows decreased turgor. Assessment, here we have a 77-year-old woman with history of vascular dementia, ADL-dependent, total, bowel and bladder incontinence, history of dementia, hypertension, atrial fibrillation with recent strokes, has been hospitalized numerous times since then. Patient has contractures about the lower extremity, left-sided weakness, severe Parkinsonism causing aspiration, recurrent urinary tract infection, atrial fibrillation, anxiety, dementia, and sundowner syndrome controlled with Seroquel. Period. Patient also has depression controlled with Zoloft. She's on Namenda for her dementia, which most likely can be discontinued since her dementia is so severe and end stage. Overall prognosis remains quite poor. Had a long discussion with family regarding the fact that she would benefit from end of life and hospice care at home, which they're totally agreeable and have asked for that service to be started and initiated as soon as possible. Thank you. Next number, put down history of hyperlipidemia. Next number is hypertension, control. Next number is Parkinsonism, severe. Next number is atrial fibrillation rate controlled at this time. Thank you.